Good afternoon. Welcome to Live from FM 91, conversation and performance with some of the area's finest musicians and visiting guest artists. I'm your host, Brad Cresswell, and we have the winners of the Conrad Art Song Competition at Bowling Green State University. That would be soprano Audrey Martin with pianist Isabella Brill. And in the graduate category, we hear from soprano Sofia Vassiliato. You're going to have to help me with these names. And your pianist is Lorenzo Rambos dos Santos. Yes? Close enough.
Perfect.
All right. Well, we'll talk with you more later, but we want to talk with Chris Scholl now, who is the supervisor of this competition. And Chris, we've spoken about this before, but can you give us a recap of what the competition is and what it's all about?
Yes, thank you, and good afternoon. Thanks for having us here. Yeah, the Conrad competition was started 26 years ago. When I think about that, these young people weren't even born then. And so Dr. Conrad had the vision to help inspire singers and pianists to discover art song, which you and I both know as singers is the doorway to becoming a famous opera singer. Understanding the lyrics and the technical difficulties of art songs. Anyway, so she understood this, and she endowed this competition with a little bit of prize money to help inspire the students to take part. And we've had it for 26 years, including during COVID. We've had a wonderful competition.
Yeah. And now, looking over the judges for the competition for this year, you know, I went to the Lyric Opera Center with Nancy Maltsby. We were there at the same time.
Small world.
Yeah, yeah, in Chicago. So, you know, shout out to Nancy. We also have the winners here in the studio, all four of them. This is a collaborative pianist and singer competition. So we're starting with the soprano and the graduate winners division. That would be Sofia Vassiliadou. And that's obviously a Greek name. You're from Greece.
Exactly.
Right? And
yes.
You're from a musical family, yeah.
I am, yes. My father is a pianist to whom I owe many of my musical knowledge and experience. And I studied my bachelor degree in Thessaloniki, Greece. And I came here in 2022 to complete my first master's degree in voice performance here at Bowling Green State. And now I'm continuing my second master's degree in voice pedagogy also here at Bowling Green State.
Maybe you can tell us what this song is all about. It's by Lambellet, Georges Lambellet. I'm not familiar with this, but what is it?
He, Georges Lambellet, is a Greek composer. This song was written around 1936, and it's on poetry by also a very famous Greek poet, Theodoros Malakassis, and its title is Crowned with Flowers. It's in my personal interpretation, it's perhaps a Greek version of Lucia di Lammermoor. It's this girl who's standing in the middle of the village, and she's crowned with flowers, perhaps ready to get married to someone who perhaps is not getting married to her. So she's probably experiencing some sort of mental vision, and she's saying how everybody's looking at her as she's crazy, but yeah she
and
says everybody.
Yeah. Can you tell us the title?
Crowned with Flowers, Anthos Stefanati in Greek.
Okay, I've got the Greek in front of me and I can't pronounce it looking at that. But this is soprano Sofia Vassiliadou, along with her pianist, her collaborative pianist, Lorenzo Rambo dos Santos, here on FM 91. Softly, soprano Sofia Vassiliadou with Lorenzo Rambo dos Santos at the piano. I'm going to continue to mangle both of your names. So
you actually pronounce it perfectly.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say. That was music of Georges Lamblay here on FM 91. Now, we also have the undergraduate winners with us, soprano Audrey Martin and pianist Isabella Brill. Welcome to you guys.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Now, you are a soprano, obviously, from the United States.
Yeah, I'm from Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah, right next to Dayton.
Yeah, nice. Accent and all.
Yep.
So, what are you going to sing for us? This we'll save the La Danza for later, but let's turn our attention to the Franz Liszt piece of music.
Yeah, so this is Liszt's O lieb, so lang du lieben kannst, which is actually it's a vocal version of his third Liebestraum.
Yeah.
Which it was originally a vocal piece first. Mm. And then it was so popular that he turned it into a piano solo, which is probably why the piano solo is so difficult. Yeah, it's about loving somebody and just embracing that and loving somebody for as long as you can, and being careful of some of the things you say to them because you never know what chance you'll get to correct any faults, any wrongdoings, even if you didn't mean to hurt somebody, you can still hurt them, and it's important to just love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isabella Brill is your pianist, and Isabella, I wonder how you chose these works. Was it all Audrey, or did you have something to do with that?
I helped her. She was like, "Oh, do you like this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I love it." So yeah, it was we both chose it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear it. Musica Franz Liszt. This is soprano Audrey Martin with Isabella Brill at the piano on Live from FM 91.
Schließt, und du im Kopf der ganzen
Music of France Liszt from soprano Audrey Martin and pianist Isabella Brill. Now we return to Sofia Vassiliadou and her version of The Flute of Pan by Claude Debussy. This is a piece that I don't know as well. What can you tell us about it?
It's a very interesting song from the 300 Chansons de Bilitis by Claude Debussy. The poetry has a very interesting influence from perhaps ancient Greece mythology, ancient Greek mythology, or a very sapphic atmosphere, per se, let's say. And it's telling the story of this young girl who is flirting with the Pan. And Pan is giving her a flute, and Debussy paints a very, very romantic and also mystic atmosphere around this couple's first encounter. So it's a very textured piano. The piano has a lot of pictures, and there's so many different sounds that it creates, and the singing is also not as lyrical. It's maybe a little bit more commentary. It just gives a couple of information, but then the piano mostly does the text setting.
Yeah, you want to chime in, Lorenzo? You're the pianist that she's talking about.
I think this is probably one of the most interesting pieces I've ever accompanied, because it's not really that common for a composer, usually like a duo composer, to make the piano depict so many different things. And I did not know that piece. Debussy is a very famous composer for piano, but I don't think he's mostly famous for his songs specifically. But yeah, it was a very nice piece, and it works a lot on what you can do with the piano in order to try to depict what the text conveys, and on the collaboration too. There's a lot of breathing, there's a lot of dialogue. It's a very beautiful piece.
I'm noticing there are lots of languages involved here. Is that a requirement of the competition?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. You have German, Italian, Greek, in your case, Sophia,
yes.
And in Spanish and French and English, go figure. So that's great. We're going to hear the music of Claude Debussy. This is The Flute of Pan from Sofia Vassiliadou, the soprano, along with pianist Lorenzo Ramos dos Santos, here on Live from FM 91.
Oh,
tu l'as perdu.
The Flute of Pan by Claude Debussy, sung in our studio by Sofia Vassiliadou, the soprano, along with pianist Lorenzo Rambo dos Santos. And we're going to finish now with music of Rossini. Audrey Martin is back here with Isabella Brill. I'm going to ask you, Isabella, because it starts out with the piano, right? Solo.
Yeah.
A big showpiece, and you set the stage, as it were. What are you thinking when you play that?
I'm thinking that I really want to set the mood for Audrey to start singing, and also the audience, because this piece is very exciting. Yeah, I get a little bit nervous to start, but I think of how fun it is to play this piece, because it's very fast, and the piano never stops, so it's also an endurance test for
right.
the pianist.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of words. I wonder if, Audrey, you can give us a synopsis, a brief synopsis of the song.
Yeah. The overall message of the song is, this is a dance. We're going to dance, and it's going to be fun. This is it's a lot of descriptions of who you're dancing with, and, you know, the moon in the sky, and just go faster and faster and faster. And so... yeah, it's a huge invitation to come have fun and dance with each other, and I am the king, and yeah.
All right. I usually hear this sung by men, actually.
Yes. I like to steal from the tenors.
Ah, okay. Good to know. All right, this is soprano Audrey Martin with pianist Isabella Brill in La Danza, or The Dance, by Gioachino Rossini. Thank you. Music by Gioacchino Rossini. La Danza is performed in our studio by Audrey Martin, the soprano, along with pianist Isabella Brill. They are the undergraduate winners. We also heard from the graduate winners of the Conrad Art Song Competition, Sofia Vassiliadou and Lorenzo Rambo Dos Santos. Sofia is a soprano, and Lorenzo is her collaborative pianist. Well, I want to thank you all for coming in today and sharing your music and sharing your artistry here on Live from FM 91.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Live from FM 91. The broadcast engineer for our program was Logan Cooney. I'm your host and producer, Brad Cresswell. Thanks for joining us today here on your public radio station, FM 91.